Bruno Mars there, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the best mix in the morning show and music news for Monday. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Lady Gaga talks a lot about honesty and kindness, but one of her former employees says she got fired with an impersonal email from Gaga. Creative director Lorianne Gibson shaped the packaging of Gaga's tours and artwork from the Fame Monster days through Monster Ball. When she began working with other people, including Katy Perry and Naomi Campbell, she got the boot from Gaga without warning. In her new book, Dance Your Dance, 8 Steps to Unleash Your Passion and Live, Gibson reveals, some of the people around her thought I shouldn't be working with other artists. They thought I was taking too much spotlight, even though I didn't want her spotlight. Just as I realized this chatter was happening, Gaga fired me in an email. I'm not even sure she wrote it herself. And the fallout from the Justin Timberlake's too little, too late apology to Janet Jackson continues now that a writer dusted off an old tweet in which JT mocked the idea of saying sorry. Journalist Ernest Owens reposted a 2016 chat that he started when he threw shade at Justin for appropriating black music and asking him to apologize to Janet too. Justin quickly clapped back, "Oh, you sweet soul, the more you realize that we are the same, the more we can have a conversation. Goodbye." As you might recall, Justin tacked his Janet apology onto one that he offered to Britney Spears in the wake of his creepy behavior, shown in the Framing Britney Spears documentary. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.